me, all of it is a kind of making love.
Yeah.
Or not. You know, there's certain ways we come together and we meet where nothing is truly exchanged.
Exactly. Well, and that's one of the, when you talk about, so what are the actual mechanisms of this? Because, you know, here we are. Let's even think of the What Next conference coming up. Here
we all are,
and, you know, you're going to do an 18-minute TED Talk, or and you're going to give us the, you know, the real gist of this, and we want to know. So here we are. We're pretty enlightened. We get that we have markers of integral consciousness. We've studied it. We feel it in ourselves. We are able to take multiple perspectives. We can do that pretty easily. And even, I think, Patricia, we know what you're talking about in this mutuality, in this intersubjective enlightenment, because occasionally we have that with a lover, with our children, with a party that just really went well. You know, everybody feels seen and they're having a good time and the ego boundaries have softened and we're all together on a camping trip. I mean, we have this in our lives, but it's kind of confusing.
Well, to use the integral perspective, those would be then state experiences.
Yeah.
And they come and go.
Yes, that's right.
So the piece that I'm devoted to and that we're enacting is to make it a stage. It's like that you are continuously open to the unfolding of a different way of being. You know, that you're taken to a different floor in the building.
Well, that's a beautiful answer, and that's exactly what you're doing. And a lot of, as Ken Wilber says, states create stages in the sense that we have, you know, we have a state of this awareness and this openness, and it closes back up. But it's territory we've seen. And what you're doing is actually, as you say, stabilizing that in terms of stage development. So
well,
that people are literally moving in the interpersonal line into the integral stages of development.
Right.
Which
Absolutely.
Are kind of magical, as it turns out.
Yeah, and here's there's two pieces to just add to it is, first of all, the people are paying attention to the, quote, we space at all is great. Do you know what I mean? The fact that that's even a conversation, you know, and a place that people are beginning to focus their attention.
Well, let me just stop you there and say that, yes, that's so true. And just to illuminate that, I look at my own life and I walk around and even, you know, listening to cable news and conversations, it's about dueling realities a lot of times. Conversations are actually about, in a certain sense,
dueling, that's good.
One worldview aggressing on another and, you know, sort of duking it out.
Yeah, this is really different. And
and
the fact that we're paying attention to it, so, you know, if people are going to Burning Man, let's say, which is, to me, you know, it's a different version of Woodstock, having gone to Woodstock when I was very young, that's more of a green kind of red we space.
Right.
And it's awesome. You know, if you go to a football game, you get to experience a certain kind of we space. And that's
absolutely
partly why people love them. Or if you're at a party, it could be any variety of things. Or if you're doing, you know, healing circles, like circles where people are beginning to look into the shadow and the various things that usually everyone's avoiding, like the plague, it's profound, you know, to actually be transparent and to be seen and to have some psychic capacities developed, etc. It depends. I mean, I think that the discernment about what kind of a we space are you actually creating and on what level to establish it at a certain frequency would be the next level of awareness. You can always work some of the other levels as needed, which would be an integral perspective.